Scum rises to the top of the swamp. Barry Howard Mencken. Scum rises to the top of the swamp. Barry Howard Mencken. Sadly, my 60 predictions of American decline after a Biden win and my book and podcast Brainwashed. America's cultural revolution are all coming true. But unfortunately, there are signs of things getting even worse as the ignorant woke anti-American left continue to try to prevent facts and truth from coming out into the marketplace of ideas. The left and the victimization and divisity extortionists are assisted in their repression by government, media, and academia and tainted NGOs like the ACLU, SPLC and ADL. Let's look at some recent examples of this erosion of Western civilization. DOJ Gestapo. The DOJ has given the good housekeeping seal for the continuing phony freak shows trying to intimidate Trump and his supporters. What we want from the DOJ instead are investigations of massive indisputable voter fraud, China virus corruption, Biden's historic corruption, FBI cover-ups and the attack on parents by the failed teachers' union, funding of Democrats and the corrupt Black Caucus such as Maxine Waters and others from the massive fraudster Sam Fried through the Ukraine crooked unaudited money pit. All you need to know about the corrupt Democrats is that two of the world's worst scumbags, Soros and Fried, whose names will live in infamy, are the two top supporters for the Democrats this election. A recent study showed that more than half the country for the first time knows the DOJ, including the FBI and EEOC, are biased idiots that cannot be trusted. They have become the Gestapo for the most inept, corrupt, failed racist administration in American history. Like the university and media censors, they provide cover for the victimization and device extortionists as they silence free speech by using their bullshit tagline disinformation. This banner, like systemic racism, equity and other nonsense, is of course pure bullshit, as was the January 6th Commission freak show. The DOJ's latest lynching attempt is to name some biased Democrat schmuck as special counsel who has as much credibility to Americans as those dumbshit low lives on the January 6th Commission. Zero. Bumbling corrupt idiots hold positions of political power. Only in a bizarro world could a brain-dead vegetable who wants to take criminals out of jail and on our streets be elected senator from Pennsylvania. Only in corrupt system with massive voter fraud, listen to my past podcasts for lots of undeniable proof of massive voting fraud, could a corrupt, bumbling, inept, pervert who never held a real job become the puppet president for a not-so-bright, affirmative action, divisive, racist, left-wing failure who also somehow became president. Ask the DOJ how someone who hates America, suffers from a severe case of delusions of grandeur, make millions without ever holding a real job? Racial equity con game. The keys to the Treasury have been given to the criminals and corrupt members of the Black Caucus who continue to come up with fraudulent schemes to shower themselves and friends with millions. Look up the Pigford Farmers case and all the other boondoggles in the name of racial equity. The only ones suffering daily from systemic racism are straight, not handicapped, white men and Asians. How brainwashed you have to be to believe that hiring idiots because of their sexual deviation or color rather than merit is a good idea. What it is, however, is the worst kind of racism this country has seen in decades. Only the imbecilic left hires racist scumbags to develop and teach our kids, read Brainwashed. America's Cultural Revolution for a list of more of the worst anti-American, anti-Semitic dumbshit parasites who likely got jobs in once great universities because they knew mother was not a two-syllable word. We are looking for people with balls to replace the eunuchs ruining our universities. Let's finally tell those bastards and parasites who contributed almost nothing to Western civilization to stop brainwashing our children and tearing down the greatest country in history. Hear my podcast or read my Brainwashed book to learn about Oxford Chancellor Chris Patten's comments about not bending over to the black student demands. He is one of the very few stand-up academics who is willing to fight against racist anti-Western civilization crap rather than worrying about losing their fat paycheck. We had enough of their American slavery, CRT and systemic racism bullshit. Indeed, can you name just one example of systemic racism against black in the past decade without having to small at it? True, we, like most of the world, especially Africa, had slaves mostly when we were a British colony. But these racist idiot professors will never tell you comparatively we had the same amount as the island of Martinique, half the amount of Jamaica and a fraction of slaves in Brazil. Moreover, more slaves in the US could read and write as compared to other countries. Other racist bullshit include, the criminal fraud, the black KKK aka BLM, the racist and Elcon game affirmative action. How insane to give transgender deviants free income as they participate in school-sanctioned, child grooming and girl sports. How racist is the bullshit Rooney rule that, like, affirmative action forces people to consider applicant based on their color rather than ability for management positions. It makes as little sense as using such a rule to hire players based on their color rather than ability. Censorship. This has become a personal problem as the lazy anti-First Amendment nose ring tattooed freaks at Twitter have banned me from the site permanently. I'm proud to join that list with such luminaries as Donald Trump as we wait for Elon Musk to toss these woke shits out and bring us back in. So happy watching the social media companies pay the price for censoring free speech. The only group not represented that would make a real educational difference in a diverse university is, of course, conservative thinkers. But the left can't handle the truth, so they must keep those who speak truth out of our universities at all costs. They use transparent nonsense like other views are hate speech that would cause these brainwashed snowflakes to need time off in safe spaces. What a crock of shit. What the censorship does do is keep the brainwashed robots hating their own county and staying under the control of their left-wing parasites who feed them lies and propaganda. When will Comcast, AT&T, ESPN, Netflix, Disney and the other sponsors of left-wing anti-white, anti-American, anti-Semitic racist bullshit stop bending over to the divisivity and victimization extortionists? Those of us who are fair-minded and love our country will boycott their media platforms and sponsors until these eunuchs and their shareholders finally get the message. Thankfully, Fox News top rankings prove Americans don't want their networks to be purveyors of woke, left-wing one-sided bullshit presented by people on the far left and black and other racist idiots on fake news sites like MSNBC and CNN. They kept the fake Trump-Russian collusion witch hunt going for years and would go out of business if not for the DOJ's latest attempt to prevent Trump or DeSantis from whipping their lazy asses in 2024.